This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
K100 with Tony and the Disco is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
We be so big. Bang, da, bang, da, bang, bang. Don't say nothing. Bang, da, bang, da, bang, bang. We be so big. Bang, da, bang, da, bang, bang. Just act like you know and won't stop.
Welcome to Stompin'. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we buzz. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feet up. We stump in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clock up in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Cali to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my N-I-A-K, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, yo, get sprayed.
We be dropping. Bang, the dang, the dang, dang. Don't say nothing. Bang, the dang, the dang, dang. We be dropping.
All right, Ziggy, did you guys watch SmackDown, by the way?
Yes, I did.
So it opens up, they're announcing that Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa are going to face the Street Profits, so that their bloodline shows up and walking backstage. So then they did a little recap of the Randy Orton versus Gunther finish, the Queen of the Ring. So Mick Aldis is in the ring and says, it's a great day for SmackDown. Let me introduce her. We want to get this point of pride, and one of your draft picks comes through, and then he introduced a new Queen of the Ring, Nia Jax. She put on her crown. She reminded the crowd that she was their queen, demanded that Bayley make her way out to the ring right now. Bayley comes out, was attacked from behind by Piper Niven and Chelsea Green. Niven tossed Bayley the ring, delivered a running splash. Then Green grabbed the mic and said, Nia didn't have to worry about Bayley. She'd have to face her sweet pea, spicy margarita with friend Piper Niven after she captures a women's championship. Nia said she didn't care if it was champion. She was going to defeat them at SummerSlam. After everybody else left the ring, Bayley clawed her way back to her seat. And actually, there was a face-off here between Piper Niven and Nia Jax. So they're definitely going to be doing a big girl match, I guess is what you could say, between the two of them.
Girls-hoss match.
Right.
Let me say something about Nia Jax, and I've said it before. She keeps losing weight. You can see it in her face. She has a really pretty exotic look.
Right.
And she's losing weight everywhere.
Jody, does she even OnlyFans, and Jody, you subscribe to it?
I do not. No. She might have on one day, though. I wouldn't be opposed to it.
She's not quite there, but she definitely lost a lot of weight.
I can see if she's dating anybody, Joe.
But I would like to say, did you see the outfit that she was wearing?
Yeah, it probably could.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
They're doing a good job with her. They brought her back, and they made her a compelling character.
I would not have worn that outfit, not yet. But anyways, she's not as clumsy or having bad matches. She has a great heel persona and does great heel facials, like rolling her eyes and giving you the side eye and shit like that. Like, she's really improved. So I got to give her props.
Yeah, absolutely.
Josh Woods.
Wait, Josh
no,
Woods?
Changed it.
Who?
No, no, now it says Mike Rome.
Who?
Mike Rome, that's her boyfriend?
Yeah.
Who's Mike Rome?
Pull a picture up of him. Let's see what it looks like. Who is he?
I'm assuming he's a wrestler, right?
I gotta confirm this, because one source says Josh Woods and one says Mike Rome.
What are the name of the sources?
We're gonna get to the bottom of this. Sports.
What are the name of the sources? Sports Kita. Okay, that's iffy. Okay.
Okay.
What's he going AI?
He dated former NXT Josh Woods from 2014, split in 2016. Wow, that's really up to date.
That is 8 years ago.
Yep.
Josh Woods. That's the guy that they just showed that for Dynamite. They did this thing on him on Collision. Very right. Well done. He looks like a fucking killer.
All right. Josh Woods.
Okay.
Yeah. So, he's like a amateur wrestler, you know, just a badass. Like, it was very well done. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's speculated her current boyfriend is Mike Rome, WWE announcer.
Who?
Oh, it's Mike Rome, WWE announcer.
Show me a picture. I don't know who that announcer is. Isn't it the girl? The girl's the announcer, Irving, right?
No, well, yeah. Multiple announcers.
Yeah, okay. It's this young looking dude. This guy.
Oh, that guy. Mike Rome.
Oh, I saw the old guy on the left. I was like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. Interesting.
How does he and how does she?
She's 39.
Right.
And Mike Rome is 42.
Really?
He doesn't look that old.
He doesn't look that old. But others are a kid.
Yeah.
So next is so they go back.
Wow, he's 42. No shit.
They go backstage, and Naomi is selling. Naomi checks on Bayley. That's she was good. Then Naomi wanted a tag match with Piper and Chelsea. Bayley said she was good to go, and then Naomi said she would find Nick Aldis. So there's gonna be no Naomi and Bayley against Piper and Chelsea. So then they go to Austin Theory against Tommaso Ciampa, and they did a thing near the end where so he was arguing that the Wade Barrett was arguing about Waller and Theory, and argued that he was keeping Theory relevant, which distracted Theory to let Ciampa roll him up for the win. So this you can't, because Waller got an argument at ringside with the announcer in the middle of this, and it distracted Theory, and Ciampa got the win. You got any comment on this?
All right, match, but you know, you knew who was going to win because they're going to give the DIY a fucking title shot. So
I see the numbers are back up now with the, there was no basketball. They weren't them against anything. They're,
right, like you've always said.
Yeah, like two
playoffs are always going to, you know, unless it's a blowout.
Right.
It's going to affect every fucking wrestling show.
Isn't that hysterical? Like, bro, it's like.
Well, that's more interesting.
Well, this is too. And I think what people did, look at the start of the show. Right. 2.2 million people,
right.
Okay, started watching because of 2.3, but then they got a bump at 9 o'clock afterwards because people probably had been watching basketball and realized, oh, shit, it's Friday night, SmackDown's on. You know, they remember the SmackDowns also, they get back to watching in its regular spot again. So that would be my take. So backstage, then we walked up to Aldis and Aldis spoke to Blair Davenport. They argued briefly. Davenport told Naomi that she was offended by the interruption and made sure she knew who she was. Then Aldis granted Naomi the tag message she wanted and said he was expecting someone. And LA Knight walked in and asked Aldis if Styles was actually going to retire. And he said he didn't know. Then Knight asked about the whereabouts of Logan Paul.
Okay, let me tell you something. Blair Davenport, who I saw her in NXT, she reminds me a lot of what's the white girl in Damage Control?
Dakota Kai.
Dakota Kai, okay. To me, when they came up, I was like, these girls do not have it yet. And they kept pushing Dakota Kai, pushing Dakota Kai. They definitely pushed her for, what would you say, Joe, 2 years?
Yeah, at least.
She's still not over. Okay. This Blair Davenport girl reminds me the same. The only thing she has is one part of her hair is like white. The other one's black. And she definitely reminds me of, like, remember when Emma was there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No offense, because she's got a rocking body and she's pretty, but she had zero personality. But Blair definitely is the epitome of the Joe Biden, Melania Trump, zero charisma, straight crickets in tumbleweeds, rolling down an old Western ghost town.
Interesting. So the announced team introduced a video package of Cody and Logan Paul. And Caleb Braxton that interviewed LA Knight coming out of the Aldis office. And I revealed that Logan Paul wasn't there this week. And he said he was there and looked at the camera, told Paul he wanted the U.S. championship. The Carmella Hayes butted it. Told Knight that if Paul wanted to talk the talk, he talked to LA, but if he wanted what wanted, he is him. He says, so Mello goofed up a name and said, why would Logan Paul want to wrestle fight LA Knight, so LA Knight cut him right off and
right.
got him back on track there.
Because if I was fighting LA Knight, I'd be looking in the mirror.
Right.
Yeah, that was great. Good by him.
And I'm wondering, too, you know what, too? I bet you that was obviously a pre-tape, okay? I bet you because it worked so well,
they left it in there
100%.
Yeah. And it makes him look sharp, yeah.
Right. Yes, I bet you they did that. Because, they would have redid it again.
Think about that, because I was thinking, why would you leave that in there? You're burying, but he's not a baby face. He's a heel. Right.
And he's a kid, too. That's just coming up from
Memphis. Coming in, right. Yeah.
Right, he thinks he's like a big shot.
And LA Knight's known for having a sharp tongue, and this feeds into that.
Right. Okay, so next is, they did, what we got?
Yeah.
Apollo Crews versus, Andrade makes his entrance. They showed them where he was pitched to join Legado de Fantasma, but turned them down. So Apollo versus Andrade and what's his name? Angel came out, interfered. He distracted Cruz, which allowed Andrade to land a spinning back elbow and then followed up with a twisting neck break and got the win. So the Angel was celebrating, and then he got a bit to Legado de Fantasma showed up on the stage, and Andrade approached him. And he walked right past him. Santos looked at Angel in an angry and disappointed manner because he's not going to be joining the group, right? You any comment on this match?
Let me just say this. I know every Latino in that promotion that's part of the LWO and LWO Legado feud, with the exception of the girl that's with Fantasma, all right? They're all my friends. But if I were a Latino, I'd tell them not to stick me in that fucking angle, whatever. It's going nowhere, bro. It has no fucking heat. The only guy that has any heat, and he's not even a part of that angle, is this fucking Dominic and Priest. But even Ray is in this lame-ass angle that's going nowhere, bro, and has no heat.
All right.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull an Ohtani rookie card, but with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com, the only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. ArenaClub.com and the Slab Pack. This is an interesting site to check out if you're into card collecting or that kind of hobby. I've never seen this done before where you could buy a pack of sports cards, you know, baseball, basketball, football, whatever you want, and you're going to know and you're going to see by percentages what kind of cards you're going to get, who you're going to get, and more. My first slab pack, I wanted to grab a baseball one, and I actually wound up with this sweet Dave Winfield autograph. I got a valuable 2019 Juan Soto card. It also included this really awesome Jim Thome card. It was kind of like a drawing, a painting of Jim, and On the back was all his pertinent stats, a little story of his career, so that was really cool. I hadn't collected cards in many years, but when I heard about Arena Club and heard about the Slab Pack, I had to go check it out. And these Arena Club Slab Packs are revolutionizing the repack game by introducing transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading or selling, and they'll be officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and an explanation of how your card was scored. Whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. And right now you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/K100. Crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. And that's arenaclub.com/K100 for 10% off your first purchase. If you're a collector, if you're interested in starting up collecting, there's nowhere better to go than arenaclub.com. Add on that 10%. You'll get a sweet discount, and you'll be supporting K100. That's arenaclub.com/K100 for 10% off your first purchase.
So they showed the stuff of the time of Tonga losing Randy Orton last week. So backstage, Solo was giving a pep talk to the two brothers and Paul Heyman came, and he spoke about how the violence that Roman Reigns perpetrated was purposeful, but all he sees from Solo is random acts of violence without any strategy at all. Heyman then said they need a strategy to put Cody Rhodes in check when Roman returns, and Solo insisted that we had Cody Rhodes in check and he doesn't even know it. Heyman wanted to know who we was, but Kevin Owens made his entrance. So Solo told Heyman to go fix it.
Can I tell you something about this real quick?
Yeah.
You haven't gotten to the ring yet. Go ahead.
Okay, so they show Gallows going to the ring, right?
Right.
So they go to commercial, and they come back from commercial. Angel made another pitch to Andrade and Legado. But then out of nowhere, Apollo Crews came in the locker room and sort of just beat the piss out of Angel because he cost him the match, right? So that was actually good for getting his heat up a little bit. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. That's actually good. Like, guys go, like, somebody interferes to match, you go backstage and beat the guy up.
That's
like,
very well done.
Right? Yeah, because, like, he's like, I need these wins if I want to stay on the main roster.
That was very well done, dude. I just love fighting.
Right?
Yeah.
So then, so I'm sure they're going to have a match next. And Crews is probably going to get a win, so. So Kevin Owens said that he went to Saudi Arabia last week to have the back of Randy Orton. Owens commented on the post-match attack on Randy Orton during last week's main event. Said that although he didn't really lose to Gunther, he wasn't there tonight. Owens said he was there. He sold his crew there. Paul Heyman comes out. Fans are chanting, "We want Roman." And Heyman said nobody wanted Roman more there than him. He thought he and Owens might have a mutual interest. Heyman told Owens that Roman respected him and everything Roman put him through was because he saw him as a threat. He then said that Solo has no respect for him, and he has brought thugs into the bloodline that aren't looking for a reason to take him out. They're looking for an excuse. He begged Owens to back off the bloodline, otherwise something terrible would happen to him, and that would be bad for WWE. Like, to make it sound like this guy, the guy might kill him or something, you know? Right. So Owens said he doesn't believe a word coming out of his mouth, and accused Paul of being the mastermind of this whole thing. He said the bloodline put him through hell for the last 4 years, and that was a real bloodline with Roman Reigns and the Usos, and not this group of savages that nobody cares about. Owens said he wants nothing to do with them and he wants them out of his world, and WWE's his world, and told Heyman he didn't want or need his help. But Heyman became unhinged and told Owens that maybe he wasn't trying to help him, he was trying to save him. He questioned why everybody but him can redeem themselves and why no one would listen to him. He accidentally bumped Owens with the microphone and Owens got in his face, and then Solo the Tongue has walked out to confront Owens, but he had backup show up in the form of the Street Profits, and they brawled around the ring until Dawkins splashed both Tongues on the floor and they go to break. What did you think of this?
I thought this was very well done. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he just was going ham, like, how come I can't redeem myself? And this was very logical. He goes, you could redeem yourself, KO, you know,
right.
Fuck up and then, why can't I, you know, like he's going ham. And at the same time, you can see he's losing his grip. Roman isn't there. Solo doesn't listen to him. He's afraid these two guys are going to beat him up. Bro, we've been watching this for 2 years. Every week, this isn't like, you know, Game of Thrones that you have a couple months and then they leave for a year and come back. And I'm still interested in this storyline, you know, and it's beyond me. And he's not the only one, but I cannot believe that Paul Heyman, the only movie I've ever seen him in is Rollerball. He's not been put in another movie or a TV series. Bro, he's fucking great. And KO is one of the best talkers they have. I thought this was very well done, you know, and
So can I go ahead?
Never
mind. No, it's a different subject. I was going to tie it in, but it's stupid.
Well, tie it in quick. Go ahead.
As soon as you mentioned movies, it made me think of that movie I saw last night. Remember I said, I'm going to go see In a Violent Nature. I heard it's going to be really good. It's going to be, it sucks. I'm angry right now thinking about it. In a Violent Nature.
What's it about?
It's a killer in the woods, and the whole point was it's reinventing the slasher thing. You get to see it from the killer's perspective. Do you know what that means? He walks. He walks slowly around the woods. It's fucking
yeah, like Blair Witch. Dude. Okay, let me ask you a question. Who recommended this to you?
Yeah, my friends and I are looking for a reason to go. We never see anything good to go see. So I saw the trailer.
Oh,
I didn't
recommended it to him.
I didn't watch it. I was like, let's
go get any heat.
We kind of laughed it off.
So he might be the worst.
He's not as much of a dick as I am, obviously.
And the ending was worse, dude. It was, I can't even.
Bro, there's nothing worse. And it's funny because when they showed that Sting finish, I was actually watching the thing because my wife used to like WCW. She hates wrestling now, right? Like, she doesn't want to talk about it, know about it, nothing. And so she's watching it, and they showed the finish of the Bret Hart thing, right, with Sting that I just told you. And DDP goes, number one rule. He goes, the match could suck, but the finish has to be good. And I actually said the same thing at the same time. It has to be good. Same thing with a movie. I always tell wrestlers, finish is the most important thing because the match could be good, but the finish isn't good. It's like a movie. Movie could be good, but the finish isn't good. It's not a good movie.
Right.
You know, and you're building up to the finish. The whole movie, the whole match, you're building up to the finish. If that's not good.
Terror.
Right.
I'm trying to find a way to describe it to you, but I don't want to spoil it. So,
yeah, well, I think you did a good job. I'm not going to watch it, so you're not spoiling shit.
Okay, so let me say this then. The whole movie, the killer's looking for this thing the kid stole from him. Okay, the girl leaves it behind on a gas can. She gets picked up for a ride to the hospital. The whole ride, the woman that's driving is acting suspicious, and you're expecting the killer to pop up. What happens? Nothing. The credits hit, and it shows you that the monster killer thing went, picked up the little trinket he wanted, and went away. He went away. That was it. No kill at the end. Just a 10-minute truck ride where you're waiting for something to happen.
Now, before the movie, did you read any reviews to see what they said about the movie? And I don't mean critics. I mean actual people.
I just wanted to go in surprised. All I knew was it was a new slasher flick. Right. It's going to be like the new Jason.
You got a surprise, that's for sure.
That's all.
All right, so they come back, from the break. They were fighting at ringside, and it's the tope over the top rope for the or whatever it was, the dive for the, and they land the guy. So we come back to the break, and they're having a match. And it was actually competitive, okay? And so Tongaloa ended the match, and he had pounced from Dawkins, but missed they made a blind tag. Tamatonga made a blind tag. So Ford tagged in and laid a splash on Tongaloa, but then Tamatonga came in and landed the running flatliner and covered him for the win. They did this kind of weird thing after the match where they're like talking to each other. They were like bending over and leaning in like to talk to each other with him. Right. And they would like speak, which is very unique and very weird. I kind of like, what'd you think of this?
Bro, I'm pretty anal, and this you see it way more in AEW about people coming to ringside and not adding anything like B-Fab. She looks good. She looks cool. She adds absolutely nothing. She doesn't know how to work the crowd. This was like a 50-50 match, you know. They really did make a big deal out of the debut of Loa, and they haven't really really didn't do enough, you know, like to hype him up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Anyway,
they haven't done anything to hype him up yet. I don't really know anything.
Yeah,
happening.
Yeah, that's my point. Yeah, and they don't really feel that important yet, even though they got a great look, you know. But we'll see. You know, I'm sure they'll fix it.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
We got some great news.
All right.
The Legacy Test Stack and the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack are back in stock for LegacySubs.com. And I'm sure our boy Nick Aldis, who ruptured a biceps tendon, is going to be stacking up on the Legacy Test Stack and the Ultimate Test Stack to rehabilitate his injury. Do you think he might be doing that?
For sure.
Well, this product has been proven to be so popular, the Legacy has been out of stock for almost a month. So if you've been on the fence about trying their best-selling stack for safety and naturally optimize your testosterone levels, don't hesitate. The modern world is full of harmful chemicals that lower your testosterone. The best way to fight back is to make sure you're naturally stimulating your body's own natural testosterone production at all times. Healthy testosterone levels account for more strength and more energy. That's obvious. Also, a healthier sex drive and better sleep. A lot of people probably didn't know that. So invest in your health and performance now and order the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack at LegacySubs.com. And remember to use the code K100. It's the number one discount code used for LegacySubs.com to get a 10% discount and support the show. That's LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy. All of our friends, if they get it, don't forget, reorder if you're running out. And for all our newbies that are listening to this, we've got great testimonials from our followers that have been using this. They've been losing weight, feeling better, getting more muscular. It's great products there by our boy Nick Aldis and LegacySubs.com.
Right. And there's a reason why this is their best-selling thing. We've been doing business with them for 3 years. You know, the Test X9 is like an optimizer. So like he said, it helps with libido. It helps with your energy levels. It helps with your workouts. I mean, you know, testosterone. That's why guys over 40 years old are just running to get the TRT therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because it works. So we use these products ourselves. You can't go wrong with them. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom. Bro, did you see the outfits that these guys were wearing, Tama and Loa?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They looked like they were part of the X-Men.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Let me give you the Jason Powell's take on this.
Right.
Easton Magic continued to put over the new bloodline. I'm surprised they didn't have them take a more violent approach to the match after Heyman set them up as psychopaths in the previous segment.
That's a good point.
So after the match, they showed Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair walking backstage. They were approached by Indy Hartwell, made a snide comment, and had to immediately beg off after Cargill told her to go get a part. Back in the arena, Naomi and Bayley made their way in for the next match. And they go ahead.
I'm sorry. Do me a favor. From now on, if you can, if it isn't too long, give me Jason's POV. He usually has something funny in there.
Right. Yeah. So Meechan spoke backstage with Caleb Braxton about AJ Styles, and Nia Jax cut her off and asked why they were talking about AJ Styles in the Cleveland press. Then Meechan got in her face, and Jax told her that she was going to learn to regret that. So then they go to Chelsea Green and Piper versus Bayley and Naomi, and basically, Niven shut Bayley into the steps of the floor to the ring. Naomi laid a rear view on Chelsea Green, but Piper splashed Naomi to break the pin, and then Piper dragged Chelsea on top of Naomi to get the win. So they put it over Piper Niven.
I like the booking on this, and I like how Green beat Naomi after the other girl did all the work. All right, this was actually a good match. Like they brought it. And dude, Naomi blew everybody away in the ring. She's just very athletic.
So after the match, they announced Jade Cargill versus Indy Hartwell next week and Johnny Gargano versus Grayson Waller and the anointment of Tongaloa by Solo Sikoa next week. So that should be interesting.
That should be interesting.
So backstage, LA Knight approached AJ Styles, told him that he respected him if the rumors are true. Then Cody appeared and extended his hand for a handshake, and AJ whispered something in his ear. and he met Anderson and Gallows, and they said they were coming AJ to the ring, right? So AJ comes out.
It's kind of funny, Disco. Ever since The Rock whispered in Cody's ear, you know, you see now the him whispering, the two guys whispering in the ring, and I've seen that another time. Like, that seems to be a new thing there.
Red Cross. Yes.
So basically, AJ said that he's, he comes out, he's kind of babyface promo. He said his son graduated high school this week, and he got to be there. And Clarity hit him on the side of the head, and he wondered how many of those moments he missed over you. AJ said, instead of being the phenomenal AJ Styles, it was time for him to go home and be a phenomenal father. We brought over Gallows and Anderson and told him that they were his brother and that he loved them. They raised up their two sweet gestures and said they were doing it right one more time. He then said before he left, he whispered something to Cody before he came out and asked him to join him in the ring. Cody walked out to the ring, and AJ told Cody he won the greatest matches he ever had with him in the old France. And he said if that was his last match, he'd be happy. It reminded Cody that this is still the house that AJ Styles built, and he brought him out here to hand him the keys. Cody said they've only exchanged one text message. It was after their match at Backlash. And he asked him if he was okay, and Styles replied, "I'm all good, little bro." Cody thanked Styles for being a big bro to the locker room and then walked him around the ring to raise his hand. As he got to the last side of the ring, Styles turned around a clothesline and then tossed it to ringside. And he tossed Rhodes into the steps to deliver Styles Clash from the steps onto the floor while Gallows and Anderson held the security back for coming in and breaking this up. And he had a brilliant evil look on his face afterwards. But, bro, this was kind of expected, but it still got really good heat, you know? What did you think of this?
Okay, the first thing I thought was, and I got a question for you and Joe. Did you see this, Joe, or no?
No, I didn't see SmackDown.
Okay, so first question is, why wasn't Mia Yim there? If she's part of your crew and you're retiring, why isn't she there? Okay?
Yeah, but these are these guys from way back.
Yeah, but she's still part of the crew. She's still, why wouldn't she either? Yeah.
All right.
Isn't she part of their crew?
She's in the OC.
Well, obviously, because she wasn't in on this. She's like baby facing backstage.
Oh. Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe.
They didn't bring her out there because she wasn't in on the what they were going to do.
And okay. Maybe they'll address it.
Maybe they'll address that next week.
Right. Okay. Hey, why wasn't I told? Yeah.
So, bro, I knew this was a work because, first of all, did you know it was a work?
What? Yeah, I knew it was going to be a work because I was figuring, because the whole thing was, it just made sense.
Right.
Because it's Nick Aldis that told Cody, you got to go to the back of the line.
Right.
So he was going to try. Okay, how are they going to try to get back to the front of the line? It's like the way this was the easy way.
That's a good point. The way I was looking at it is, he's in great shape. He's not old. He's not hurt. You can still make a lot of money. Why would you be retiring? But they did a great job with it. The people got into it. I mean, he did a great job of beating his ass.
Right. So that was a decent show. They forwarded a lot of they're just doing episodic storytelling. I don't know what they're doing for week. I don't know what comes next. So we'll see. Next, I'm interested to see what they do with the Fargo Lowe thing.
Yeah, and I would say that, yeah, just like you, it was a decent show. But they've given us so many good to great shows, I give them a pass. But this was a decent show. There was some good stuff on it, you know?
Right. So that's been our SmackDown review.
Yo, support K100 and check BetOnline. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Conan.
What up?
I've got a public service announcement.
Really? You're leaving the show?
No.
All right.
No. K100 with Conan Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed. Want to hear about Get Blitzed?
I know about it, but go ahead.
Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC and not the garbage they sell at the gas stations. It is super potent, like THC on steroids. It has only a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon, and it's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, energy drink, whatever you want. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. So go to getblitz.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. Now, I've been using this product, and it's fantastic. On my days off, I like to go out and either like do like a long bike ride or a hike or go to the gym and do cardio. And afterwards, I get a nice meal, and it's late in the afternoon. I like to take a teaspoon, and bro, it's so relaxing. Do you use it? What products do you use this? I love the grape. I use the grape.
I love this thing. Then again, I've been using cannabis in one form or another for since I was like 12. I like this a lot because it doesn't bring you down hard. It's a really calm effect when you come down. I love the piña colada. I love the grape. Yeah, those two are the ones that I like, my favorites. And so I'll put it in anything from Sprite to orange juice to some Grey Goose. It mixes well with everything. And like I'm trying to get off blunts, which I love because it's bad for your lungs, just as almost as bad as cigarettes. So I've been trying to get more into liquids and edibles. Yeah, so you can't go wrong with this. I mean, the real deal, we wouldn't be using it and we would not be promoting it.
Yeah, so if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitzed now at getblitzed.com and use our code K100 to get 15% off. So order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or k100questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 15% off with the code K100 at getblitzed.com.
Yeah, and what makes it so special is, like Disco said before, nano infuse, which is basically nano emulsification technology. So it breaks the THC into smaller particles for faster absorption, right? Dude, I'm on Blitz right now. So, but anyways, get high, stay happy, functioning, get blitzed, boom.